welcome to the Menstrual Mental Health Podcast. I'm Mary Nordahl, and I'm here to help you get the most out of life and teach you everything I've learned as a certified fertility awareness instructor with a bachelor's in clinical psychology. And on this podcast, I'll be sharing the menstrual mindset shifts you need to become the best version of yourself and finally live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Menstrual Mental Health Podcast, Brendan Nordahl.
Thank you for having me on the show. This is Nordahl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is an honor to have you as my first guest on the podcast. And my husband is joining me to celebrate my first anniversary of being a business owner of Fertility Awareness Path. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, so setting the scene here, we are sipping on some whiskey. It's delicioso. And we're just going to chat around the fire here, sitting on the couch, snuggled up. I wanted to, in honor of the name of my business, Fertility Awareness Path, let us talk about our path with fertility awareness.
The journey.
That's what you wanted to call the title of the podcast, but alas, it will be called something else.
We'll see.
Yeah, there's not really a plan for this episode. We want to just share our story. Like, this podcast is designed to support you. And I think as our story unfolds, you as the listener will resonate with our own path with fertility awareness and just the different methods of birth control that we experimented with and how we eventually ended up with using natural birth control and charting my cycle and working together as a couple to control our fertility naturally without any devices or hormonal birth control. So yeah, that's where we're starting. And it just felt appropriate to talk about it on this business anniversary. And also, I took a bit of a hiatus from the podcast. It's been about, I took a whole cycle's worth of a break. So my last podcast episode, if you didn't tune into that, highly suggest, it was a very impromptu episode right during my premenstrual phase. And then I took a break. And so here we are in my ovulatory phase in the next cycle. So it's been about roughly 6 weeks. This is the time of the cycle where I'm the most talkative. Estrogen influences the brain where it just increases your communication skills. And so I thought, well, let's dive back into recording and spice things up a little bit and bring hubby on board. We're going to start at the very beginning. Okay.
I'm ready.
Let's see. Where did it start? When I was in college, I had really painful periods. Now, you and I were friends in college. Here's a fun little fact about hubby and I. We were the first people that we met. Like, I hadn't met anyone.
Orientation.
At orientation.
Day one.
Day one. You hadn't met anyone. I hadn't met anyone. And bam. You know, it'd just be hilarious if, like, we knew at that moment, like, hey, we're going to have a couple babies together.
I know. Deep down.
So yeah, sophomore year of college, I had really painful periods. And I remember, like, I was at breakfast with my friends and we were about to go to class and I was like curled up in the bench, like just suffering. And they're like, you cannot go to class, just go to bed. So I just remember like crawling into bed, like closing the curtains and just like hugging myself in a fetal position, just like trying to survive. I went to the OBGYN and they suggested I go on the pill, which was convenient because I was dating a guy at the time, and so it was really helpful in avoiding pregnancy. Fast forward a week before we graduated college, we started dating, you and I.
Technically, it was about a month before we graduated, but the week before, everything kind of sped up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a story for another time. I made the move. I was like, hey, look, I know we've been friends all this time, but I think I really like you. And he goes, well, I'm sure there's some great guy out there for you.
Yeah, I was the great guy.
Yeah. But he was like, oh, so.
The next morning, I hopped on a plane and I flew 1,000 miles away. No joke.
But then you came back and we hung out every single day. And then you were like, wow, you make really good popcorn. I think I like you.
She still makes me great popcorn.
I do. Yeah. That's the way to a man's heart, is through his stomach. I made you popcorn. We fell in love. We had been dating for a while, and I think it was like a couple years in, and I had a pregnancy scare. So I ran to CVS and took Plan B. And I really hated that feeling of walking up to the register and buying it. I felt ashamed and embarrassed that I didn't understand my cycle. Like, I felt so disempowered that was the only option for me, or at least that was the only option that I knew of at the time. That, coupled with the pill and having been on the pill for so many years, there was something kind of stirring in me that I felt like I didn't want to be on the pill anymore. Like, I sucked at taking it at the same time every day. And I hated, like, I felt like chained to it. And I just felt off. And so I just decided to go off it. Like, I didn't even research anything. I had no idea what I was doing to my body at the time. And not to pill shame, because hormonal birth control was the right option for me at the time. Like, I'm very in favor of hormonal birth control, but I'm also very much strongly in favor of empowered, informed decision making. And if I had known that the pill was going to suppress ovulation, suppress my hormones, and impact my overall health and well-being for so many years, I probably would have said no to, like, all of these other side effects that came with it. And you witnessed some of the side effects of, like, that withdrawal of, like, my body readjusting. Like, we had, like, some fights with, like, my mood swings, and just it was not a fun time.
Yeah, at the time I was pretty uninformed about hormones and cycles, but
sure.
I do remember the post birth control, and
yeah,
it was an interesting few months in there. But at the same time, as a guy, I knew I was pretty committed to the one I loved.
Oh, he loved me.
And so we got through that. And
yeah. So I started to kind of dabble in to fertility awareness, and my version of charting my cycle at the time was tracking my period on an app. We used Kindara. We're gonna boop, 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 fast forward. We got married May 5th, 2017, Cinco de Married. So yeah, once we got married, we're like, okay, well, we're, you know, official now. We're a family, so it'd be cool to have kiddos, but, like, let's avoid for as long as possible.
We weren't opposed, but we weren't trying.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so we were using Kindara app, and do you remember kind of, like, how it worked? Do you remember that process?
Somewhat, yeah. It was pretty basic, I feel like. Well, compared to what we do now,
yeah.
It was pretty basic.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, basically, it would just, like, I would put my period in, And then it had these cute little stars that would be like, hey, this is when you're fertile. So we would just avoid that time frame that it was like, hey, don't have sex right now. And
but it was so like to have an app where it's just like, oh, here's the days where your period are. We're just going to guess what the rest of your cycle looks like. You know, avoid these days, but it's just a guess.
Basically what it is like now that I'm enlightened on the topic, it basically just like it takes your past data and it assumes when you're fertile and when you're ovulating. An app can never tell you what is actually going on in your ovaries. We figured that out the hard way when, how many months, like 8 months into our marriage, we conceived our first child.
Yeah, eight months in.
Yeah, just about. And we were using, you know, the app and we were avoiding. And lo and behold, we had our first baby in October 2018. So our first baby girl. I breastfed for about 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah, and I had a bachelorette party to go to for my college roommate, and I wanted to drink and have fun and not have to worry about alcohol and the breast milk and the whole bit and blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know what? I've been breastfeeding for 6 months. We had been kind of weaning her off anyway because I had gone back to work and we were doing the bottle thing. So I was like, all right. So I stopped, and that was
the beginning of April 2019.
Yeah, yeah. You have a good memory.
I do.
Yeah.
Elephant.
So I stopped breastfeeding and then my period came back in May. And so I had my first menstrual cycle. And then in June, my second period was due and it never came. I remember turning to you and I was like, I kind of want to take a test, and I took it and it was negative, but then like a couple days passed and I was like, I kind of want to take another test, and then we were pregnant again.
Yeah, so the wedding at the beginning of May was kind of like our get back to business.
Oh man. Yeah.
After the first child.
So
the rest of May and it being spring was
yeah, so we found out in June of 2019 that we were pregnant with our second baby. And that's kind of when it hit me that, like, oh, the whole period tracking app thing isn't as reliable as we would like. So when our second baby girl was born a month before the pandemic started, so that was February of 2020. Mm-hmm. I breastfed her for 6 months, and towards the tail end of that, I was like, okay, we gotta start getting serious. I still hadn't gotten my period. That was kind of cool. Like, some women, their period will return while they're breastfeeding, but lucky for me, both times, my period was suppressed for both girls. So I stopped breastfeeding, boop, 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 boop. That was like August-ish of 2020. And my period returned in September. I did some research and I found Taking Charge of Your Fertility. It's like a massive book. TCOYF is the acronym for it. Taught myself how to chart my cycle. But at the same time, I really wanted to like truly know the ins and outs of charting my cycle and teach other women that, because my experience of feeling so disempowered and confused and wanting to feel more in control of getting pregnant or not getting pregnant was really important to me and something that I felt really called to help other women with. Like, I remember when we were married, like when we were first married, I met someone who was a fertility awareness instructor. And I just remember thinking, like, how cool of a job that was, because I was a new mom at that time. So it was like, oh, I could do that as a side hustle on, like, during nap time or, like, in the evenings once baby girl was in bed and make some cash on the side while also supporting women with something that I, too, wanted to learn, for myself.
And I remember you coming home that weekend and being super excited about meeting this person and just the idea of fertility awareness.
I was so hyped. I remember talking all of my friends' ears off about it. Like, I was pumped about this, like, huge vision. Like, I felt so called for it. But it just wasn't the right time for me because, ironically, at the same time that I met this woman, I was teaching in the holistic sexual health space. So I was walking into classrooms, like, anywhere from 13-year-olds to 18-year-olds, and speaking primarily to women, young girls, about holistic sexual health and just giving them enough information to make informed choices about their bodies, touching on the pill and hormonal birth control and the side effects, and they could really understand the detriments of what it was doing to their body, then they would turn to me and say, okay, well then what's my other option? And I go, well, charting your cycle with fertility awareness. And they're like, oh, how do I do that? And I remember feeling just like wanting to know how to just turn around and say, this is how you do it. And not knowing, that always stuck with me. That feeling always stuck with me. So then fast forward, it's September 2020. I'm finally teaching myself how to actually chart my cycle, not just like lazy kind of like charting through an app, kind of bits and pieces here through Google and Instagram of like, well, I think this is what cervical mucus is, but like really diving into it and trying to understand it all. And so I thought, this is my time. Like, I had just been let go from my job during the pandemic, like many, many stories out there. So I said, well, here's an opportunity. Here I am. I'm at home with two baby girls under the age of two. This is something that I had felt called to years prior. Now's my time to shine. And so I found FEM. Well, I mean, I say I found FEM, but like it took me, do you remember how much research I did?
Just to find the right fit.
Just to find the right fit. And I just looked at so many different programs out there and different types because I didn't know what was going to be the right method for me to learn as well as for me to want to teach. I found FEM stands for Fertility Education and Medical Management. I started courses to become an instructor in October of 2020.
Right.
I was the only one in the cohort. I don't know. I guess I can't even remember. There was a buttload of teachers, like a buttload of women and men, I think too, like from all over the world who were studying to become instructors. I remember feeling like I was the only one in that room who hadn't been taught by someone how to chart their cycle. Like I was newbie, fresh off the boat. I had only been charting by myself through TCOYF for like 1.5 cycles. They're like throwing all this jargon around and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like it was a steep learning curve for me, but it was so freaking exciting to just roll my sleeves up and get nerdy as heck. I loved it. I loved bringing you into that too. You got to join me in the charting process.
Learning and understanding the cycle and charting and where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally and hormonally, it can be intimidating at first, but looking back now, it's such an amazing resource to have.
For sure. You were my first student. Because so part of the program was I had to teach three women. They were like my practicum experience where I had to practice teaching them. But before I had to practice teaching them, I had to practice teaching just on my own. And I thought, well, I'm not going to teach in front of the mirror. I want to at least teach a live human being.
I remember, yeah, so I would sit on the couch and like we are now, I would pour a glass of whiskey and pretend to be a woman. Very, very much like Mrs. Doubtfire-ish.
You weren't a very good pretend
woman. I was not a very good pretend woman, but we got there.
We did. You took the whole course that all of my students now take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was certified April of 2021. I mean, I studied my ass off for that exam. I had taken really in-depth notes throughout the entire program. I think I ended up actually teaching four students to get like extra experience. I studied like 40 plus hours for the exam, and it was a timed 3-hour exam. It was a closed book exam, and all the questions were open-ended. I waited until the girls were in bed. You were hanging out in the living room to just like make sure that they didn't wake up and so that you could attend to them. And I remember having an absolute blast taking that exam. Now, towards the end, when I saved all the difficult questions for the end, I was like sweating a little bit and I was like, holy crap, I'm never gonna finish this. But I knew then when I was taking this exam that I was where I was meant to be because I was enjoying it. Mm. It was a fun challenge for me. When they told me that I was certified, I was like, heck yeah. Oh my gosh. Like it was such a affirming moment for me. And even though I earned my bachelor's in clinical psychology, I have my master's in organizational leadership. Like I've been through exams and studying and class, but there was something different about this learning process.
If I remember correctly, your score on the exam was up there. She blew it out of the water.
I'm a nerd. And then it was super fun that once I was certified, I was like, oh, now I get to register my business. It was, you know, a few weeks later, June 24th, 2021. I consulted my stepdad. We went back and forth. There was something about defining your own path with fertility awareness. When we put our heads together and came up with that name, Fertility Awareness Path, it just really rung true for me and it felt right as a business name. A year ago today, or tomorrow technically, we registered my business. I'm a CEO. It's kind of crazy. It's scary. Like, it's exciting at first to be like, oh, I'm a business owner. And then you really get into the nitty-gritties of it, of wearing every single hat.
Right.
You've got to keep those people close to you who support you throughout the journey of entrepreneurship. And then also being a mom at the same time. It's been a journey. And as you said, the journey. I can't say it as low as you. The journey.
The journey.
Oh my goodness. Where are we? So then... It was the same month. That same month that I registered for Fertility Awareness Path LLC, LLC, I found In the Flow by Elisa Vitti. I'm always buying books. Just a quick disclaimer. Like, I have an addiction. I have controlled it recently. I've started to go to the free library so that my bank account doesn't drain. Yeah. But I love finding books on Amazon and just boop, buying it right then and there. It's a problem. That was just one of those instances where I was like, oh, this looks really interesting. Boop. And then it arrived like, what, a day later? Gosh, you gotta love Amazon.
And it just happened to be the book. We need another bookshelf.
We do need another bookshelf. So yeah, this book, In the Flow, by Lisa Vitti, she was one of the pioneers in really studying how the menstrual cycle hormones, how estrogen and progesterone influence a variety of things in the body. So this is called the infradian rhythm. That's what controls your menstrual cycle. And the infradian rhythm impacts women's metabolism, stress response, immunity, gut health, and then my favorite is brain chemistry. And that's where I found the connection of menstrual and mental health. That's what hooked me. I remember in July, I recorded a reel where I was sitting on a couch reading this book, In the Flow, and talking about how it dramatically shifted my perspective because it compared women's menstrual cycle hormones to
menstrual cycle hormones
to men's hormones. Like, you primarily just, you have the circadian rhythm, period, the end of story. And you are the same way day in, day out, 365 days of the year. You're constant. And that is exactly how society functions. But women with the infradian rhythm added on top of our circadian rhythm causes us to function completely differently. Where we are a different woman energetically and by our brain chemistry impacted by the hormones, we're a different person each week of our cycle.
Right. Four seasons.
Yeah. So that's the big thing in the fertility awareness space where you'll hear like it with menstrual cycle awareness, where each phase of your cycle mirrors each season of like winter and then spring, summer, and fall. So if you're curious about that, my first episode is the one to hear all of that, where I break it down. I share this because I recorded this reel. It went viral because it spoke this truth in these women's hearts where they realize like, wow, yeah, this is exactly what I'm going through. Like, there's something different about how like society functions the same way day in and day out, like men's hormones, but women are different. And I just remember turning to you like, wow, oh my gosh, I keep getting these like people that are liking this video, like what is going on? And it was like 2 weeks nonstop where this video just kept circulating Instagram. It blew my mind how just something so simple could really speak to people. That's where it all started, where I just really felt called to talk about the menstrual and mental health piece, because it had also spoken to me in my own mental health journey. I mean, I hit rock bottom in 2020 during the pandemic. I mean, a lot of people struggled during the pandemic, but my story in particular, all of my unhealthy coping mechanisms that I had been using for over a decade just finally came to a head. They weren't supporting me in functioning. I mean, I had been struggling with high functioning anxiety, you know, like on the surface, I was getting good grades, I was earning the degrees, but underneath I was having mood swings and depression. I self-diagnosed myself with generalized anxiety disorder. I thought that I was struggling with ADHD. I was struggling with procrastination. I thought that I had bipolar. I thought that I had PMDD. Like, I was just searching for an answer as to why I felt on top of the world for a couple weeks and then was struggling for a couple weeks. And that flip-flop back and forth made no sense to me until I found In the Flow. To be able to share that knowledge with other women now, to show how I've taken that information, used the cycle syncing practices that she talks about in her book, coupled with actually knowing how to chart my cycle, because her book really only skims the surface on how the menstrual cycle works. But once you actually know how to interpret your cervical mucus, that's where cycle syncing and aligning your life with each phase of your cycle, that's where the magic happens. So yeah, that's why I love menstrual and mental health. And you've seen that unfold over the last year or so as I've adapted all of those, like how to align my diet, exercise, time management with my cycle.
For sure, just to understand how to utilize your time differently during different times of the cycle, and recognize times when you need to rest, and recognize times when certain tasks are easier, and using your time and energy in different ways based on where you are in your cycle. And for me, it's recognizing where you are, and I love to cook. I'm the cook in the family, so
thank God.
It's cooking, you know, buying certain ingredients and cooking certain things, you know, like doing red meat and steak during the luteal phase and
the lutes
and desserts and, you know,
for sure,
baking and all that stuff and cooking the different preferences and necessities, really, because certain foods are more necessary for certain parts of the cycle.
Yeah. So I think it's fun because
it's been fun.
We've really, since I started charting my cycle, we started meal planning because of that, like supporting my cycle with certain types of meals. And sure, we sit down every week, we plan our meals for the week ahead. And when I print off the meal plan, I color code it so that you know where I am in my cycle. And it's up on the fridge all week long, taped up on the fridge. It's super fun to just have that communication tool and be so open about where I am in my cycle in a different way than just, can we have sex? Like, but hey, what kind of food are we eating? Like, I'd be down for steak. Oh, you're in your ovulatory phase. That's typically when I'm eating lighter foods, chicken, fruits, veggies.
Right.
So you're like, oh, that's fine. I'll wait and make the steak next week. Mm-hmm. And something so simple as that, it unifies us. Like, I feel like it just enhances our communication and it makes it fun that we get to, like, it gives us structure. That's another thing that I've loved about cycle syncing is it provides a structure for us. Like, during the luteal phases when we'll sit down and do our finances and really look at our goals, because that's when my hormones are supporting me with those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I think it's really enhanced our communication and our relationship.
Right. Instead of trying to
just wing it.
Right.
Or also just like wondering why, like, one day I'll be like, we're going to do all the things because of my hormones, and then being confused why 2 days later I'm not down for it. And it's because my hormones are at a different stage and are impacting me differently. So it removes all of the confusion. There's more compassion there. And then you're actually unified as a partnership instead of this, oh, there she goes again. Like, I got to walk on eggshells around her for the next couple days.
Right. But if you know what's going on, then you're not blindsided by that.
Exactly. You're working together instead of like this mockery that I see on the internet that just drives me absolutely bonkers. I'll tell you. Like, well,
and it goes both ways. There's a lot of man shaming on the
internet. That's true. But okay, yeah, true.
Understandably, true. I mean,
it goes both ways.
We could do better.
But what I want to see is that it is now cool to support your cycle in a relationship, and it's now cool to know where you are in your cycle. It's now cool to chart your cycle. It's now cool to be in control of your fertility and know when your period is coming. So many women who I see on like Facebook groups who are like, I have no idea when my period is coming. And that just boggles me, how you can have no idea when your period is arriving, where I take my temperature every day, I chart my cycle, and I know to the day.
Yeah, it's impressive. I mean, we're coming up on 2 years now. That's almost right. 2 years of charting.
Woohoo!
And we're at the point now of you can pretty much get it to the day.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's helpful with like planning, like, the whole meal thing that you were saying too, of prepping meals so that I don't have to cook. Like, if you're at work on that day, that I have something in the freezer that I can just pop into the oven, and then I can just rest on that day.
Right.
And it's helped me with my business too, where I'm feeling ovulatory, estrogenic, like I'm just feeling kind of sexy, and I want to go take some pictures for just content and like some videos for reels and things like that.
Right.
And I know to take advantage of that time.
Right.
Instead of, oh, I gotta make content, and it's like, you know, a couple days before my period and like trying to force it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, the nitty-gritty, the legal stuff, the admin stuff is...
Yeah, doing that in a certain place.
That's even harder to get around to, but you've reached the point where you've run your business so well that you can identify the days where you're just, oh, I'm going to get into the legal stuff. I'm going to get it done because I'm at the right point in my cycle. Yeah. And
totes.
A few days later, it's like, oh, I'm glad I did the legal stuff because I can't do legal stuff right now.
Yeah, because I'm on my period. Right. And I can't think, for sure. You know, there are some coaches out there, menstrual cycle coaches, or even just life coaches, and that will, on their period, they will cancel calls with their students, their clients. I just don't agree with that philosophy. And that's what's beautiful about owning your own business. You get to do whatever the heck you want to do. There are so many women out there, perhaps you as the listener right now, that you have to go to work when you're on your period, where perhaps you're struggling with cramps or just, you know, feeling foggy brained, because that's what happens when our hormones are at the lowest point in our cycle. When I choose to work and take client calls on my period, it's to be unified with you. That I know that there are other coaches that choose to exercise their freedom in having control over their schedule. But it's very important to me to understand what it is that you struggle with every month when you have to show up to work on your period.
But there's also different, from my experience, there's different wisdom and advice that may come from having a call that day. You see things differently based on where you're at. So
this is true.
If a client gets you in each of the four parts of your cycles, then you're getting, you know, four types of wisdom that you may not get.
That's right.
If you hold a call all at the same time of your cycle, you may get a certain specific helpful nugget that you wouldn't have gotten if it was done on another day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what you're alluding to is like around cycle day three, cycle day four is when you get like this deep intuition, or when I typically notice like this deep intuition, because your hormones are so low that it helps your left hemisphere and your right hemisphere of your brain to communicate best. And I talk about that again in episode one if you want to like understand that better. But that's a really good point. Thank you for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's so true that, you know, in being a business owner, I can exercise this freedom over my schedule, and I can plan to do certain projects at certain times of my cycle, which is super fun, super cool. And I do that with, you know, our personal life too, with, you know, maintaining the home and doing certain things with the girls where we plan certain trips around my ovulatory phase, because that's when I'm my most adventurous self. And just so, yeah, all these examples are just, they're super fun, and I hope that as you're listening, perhaps you're driving along and you're listening to this, or I always listen to podcasts like when I'm folding laundry or just like going for a walk. So whatever you're doing, if you're listening to this story, you know, there's a lot to gain from understanding your menstrual cycle. And cycle syncing didn't happen for me overnight, didn't happen for us overnight. Each month you get to capitalize on it. And when I got in the flow, I literally carried that thing around like my period Bible. Like I referred to it constantly, and I'm still referring to it constantly to understand my cycle in a deeper aspect. Like now that I've adapted some practices, now it's like, oh, how can I even go deeper? And that's where I found Wild Power, which has opened me up to the spiritual side of the menstrual cycle, and so on and so forth. That's a topic for another day. But I just loved getting to sit down with you and drink some whiskey and share our story.
For sure.
Celebrate the 1 year anniversary of serving women and understanding their menstrual and mental health and feeling more in control of their health, their fertility, their mental health, physical health, all of it. It's just, you deserve it, girlfriend. Like, you're listening to this right now. You deserve to feel really good in your body and your cycle. And I have a really exciting announcement to make. And you helped me with this. I was sitting on the back deck last week. Was that last week? Yeah, you were grilling.
Yeah.
And I was just journaling and just thinking about some business things. And I had an idea come to me. And I'm really excited to announce it here, because as I was writing it down in my journal, I was like, wow, this is just flowing from my pen. Like, this idea just feels so right to offer this type of experience, to learn and adapt cycle syncing into your life, because it can dramatically transform the way that you experience your menstrual cycle, your fertility, your relationships, your personal life, like so on and so forth. And right now, the way that I teach women is sitting down one-to-one, and we will go over any questions that they have about watching the pre-recorded modules. And there's about 6 modules that are spread out over the course of 6 weeks. And it's been a really fun model, and I'm still going to keep that model because I think it's really good for women who want to be able to fit those recorded modules into their schedule as best as they can, and that feels right for them. But I also wanted to provide a live group experience, and I miss live teaching. I love teaching. It's so much fun, and it reminds me why I love fertility awareness, and I want to be able to share that with you. It's 5 months of fertility awareness where it's a live class, live seminar, if you're a nerdy girl like me, where you just like to sit down and put your glasses on and take notes. And it's going to be jam-packed. It'll be about a 2-hour session of learning about your menstrual cycle. We'll start with anatomy and ovulation and just like the basics of charting. And that will be month 1 in August of 2022. And then the following month, we'll dive into cervical mucus, LH testing, basal body temperature. And then month 3, we'll learn how to take all of that information and apply it as natural birth control. Then month 4, we'll cover the cycle syncing practices. And then in the final month, we'll talk about the energetics of your cycle and really diving into the masculine and the feminine and the psychology and the spirituality of your cycle, so that when you leave that container of 5 months of really diving into each piece of your menstrual cycle, you're going to be able to have a natural form of birth control as well as a self-development tool for aligning your life with your cycle, your diet, your exercise, your time management, your socialization, administration. All these things are just going to click right into place so that they naturally support your hormones and reduce PMS in the process. So it's a win-win-win. So that is Cycle Clue Masterclass. I'm really, really excited to announce that finally, this idea that just came to me. It was just kind of like a intuitive idea that just flowed out. And I thought, what better chance to announce this new course than on the anniversary of Fertility Awareness Path? And that's a wrap. Thanks for joining me, Mr. Nordahl.
Of course, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Do you have any other final comments, concerns, questions, ideas, shout outs, things you want to share with class?
I don't have anything.
He's speechless. No.
When your snooch is a leaking.
So yeah, we in the Nordahl household, the vagina, the labia, whatever you want to call it, is called a snooch. Okay, so everyone has a nickname for the vagina, right? Like hoo-ha. With the girls, we call it the woo-woo. Just for now, until they're old enough to understand. But we call it the snooch.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you found it supportive in your healing journey, I'd love to hear what resonated with you the most. Hop on over to Instagram and search at fertilityawareness.path to connect with me today. I look forward to hearing all about your goals and dreams, and I'll see you on the next episode of Menstrual Mental Health.